Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place of you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be
for another opportunity to be in your hearing on this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you that's on the line on this morning. This is Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the CEO and the president of Amazing Grace Ministries, and Blog Talk is a ministry of Amazing Grace, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have an exciting lesson for you today. We have been dealing with Thanksgiving this whole month. We're certainly in a time that's crazy, chaotic, and problemsome. And certainly we have a word for from the Lord from you. This is a special day because it's open mic. I'm going to open up my mics, and I'm going to let you have a word. We had a great lesson on last week from our co-host. I thank God for her. I hope she's on the line this well. That's Evangelist Terry Rogers, who spoke to us, who's also part of this ministry, and I thank God for her. I thank God for her faithfulness, and certainly she is a powerful woman of the Lord. I've just been looking at the responses that you have been tweeting and not tweeting, but texting, and certainly looking at those that have gone back on Blog Talk and listening to the previous aired blogs. And I thank God for you. I thank God for your response and responding to the call. I'm not going to get into announcements today. I'm not going to get into texting, but you know my number, 309-750-7584. You can certainly text me all the time with your comments, your concerns, and you also have my co-host's cell phone number, and you can text her as well, and certainly she'll get back with me. But we have been preparing lessons for this end time moment, for this end time season that we're living in. And certainly this is November, which is the Thanksgiving month. And if you were like me, we didn't have Thanksgiving the way we normally have Thanksgiving. We had it virtually, where one family member was in their home and we were in our home, and we were talking via technology. So we have decided to have the topic on this day, the day or the Saturday after Thanksgiving, is a heart of Thanksgiving in the midst of coronavirus, this pandemic, to a transforming praise. And certainly when we think about the promises of the Lord, I'm going to say some scriptures and then I'm going to open up the mic. When we look at our minds, and I know we're sitting in our homes and we looking and we feeling frustrated, we feeling anxious, we feeling like we can't go outside, we feel like we are, if we go outside, something will happen, will corona hit us? And there's a multitude of emotions that we are going through, but God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think. When we look at the promises that God has given us, and certainly on last week, our co-host gave you some information, and you should have been praising the Lord, hallelujah, all the way through Thanksgiving and then some, because we talked about Thanksgiving. She laid it on the line for you. She gave you Thanksgiving scripture. She gave you good information. So when we look at the promise of the believer, when we look at Psalms 37:3 that says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." When we look at Mark 9:23, that says, "Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe." When we look in Mark 11:24, that says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them." These are promises. We've got to get our mindset in a realm to know that even in the midst of this coronavirus, even in the midst of things being different, our resource and our authority and our power is in Christ Jesus. And God has given us the abilities to decree and to declare. So even in this storm, even in the midst of wearing masks and doing what the CDC is suggesting that we do, even in the midst of our church closing down and we finding a new vehicle to get the word out, praise the Lord, we still in control, or God is still in control. And because God is still in control, he has given us the ability to speak those things that is not, and declare his promises, to declare that we shall live and not die, to declare that even in the midst of this storm, God is still yet blessing me. I have a heart of gratitude, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. I've got some aches and I've got some pains, but because of the Lord, because God has touched me, because God has delivered me, I am thankful. Therefore, I renew my mind to the promises of God and say that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, that I can go to Jeremiah and 29 that says, God sees me in my future and I know it's good, because the word says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And certainly I'm going to open up these lines, because I want to hear from my listeners. I want to hear what you have to say. Praise the Lord. And we're just going to chat this morning, if that's all right with you. I'm going to see if I can get it done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can hear the saints in the background.
Amen.
Amen. So we have been talking about a heart of gratitude. And certainly if those that I have their... I hear some background feed in the background. If you would just open up and say your names, and we're just going to keep it simple. We're not going to go to full length. But I want to hear from my listeners that have supported this talk show this year. And certainly, if you just say your name and say what you're grateful for. Hello? Praise the Lord. Anybody want to speak up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, my name is Sheila Larry. And I'm
God bless you, Sheila Larry.
Hi, God bless you. How are you? Okay,
I'm good.
So,
how about yourself?
Doing wonderful. So I'm grateful for life, health, and strength. I'm grateful for my family, friends, and neighbors, you know. I'm grateful for God allowing me this time to be here, to still be in the land of the living.
So amen.
I have so many things to be grateful for his salvation, his love, his protection over me and my family. But that's about it. I don't want to take up too much time.
Thank you so much for responding.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
Well, I'll give you just anybody else want to say what they're grateful for?
Hello.
Hi, my name is...
Hello.
My name is...
Marquita.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thankful for the Lord giving me the activities of my limbs. As I heard this morning, I have my aches and my pains, but overall I'm so thankful for life, for health, for strength. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. And I'm thankful for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amen. Thank you, Marquita. The
Hello,
next person.
My name is Mother Thelma.
Go ahead,
Smith.
Mother.
And I am so
Your name?
Grateful. Mother Thelma Smith. One of the mothers.
Yes,
and
Mother.
I am so grateful to be alive and to be able to be a prayer warrior in this time of pandemic. People and families
Hallelujah.
That lost loved ones, but God has blessed me to be able to to calm some of the fears of the people, letting know God didn't give us that spirit of fear. And so I am so grateful that he allowed me to see Thanksgiving, to be thankful that he kept me here for a reason, for a purpose. And I'm just so glad to listen to your evangelist Terry told me about it. I haven't been on long, but I am grateful listening to you on Saturday. So you all be blessed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for every one of you that has tuned in this morning. And those of you that have commented on the lesson, praise the Lord. You know, when we think about Thanksgiving and we think about my co-host gave you a little background, a little history on last week, and certainly I'm not going to go over that. She gave you some scriptures, and I'm not going to go over those. But what I will talk about is our minds. And we thank God for Mother Smith that's on the line, certainly the prayer warrior, because we need prayer warriors in this day and time. We need to pray. And one of the scriptures that we have been talking about in 1 Thessalonians 5, and if we read 17 and 19, certainly 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." But that scripture above talks about praying, talks about praying without ceasing. And, you know, we've got to pray. We've got to pray, and certainly in 17, pray without ceasing. And then the 19th verse talked about quench not the spirit. So we dealt with those verses, and I thank God for my co-host who wasn't able to be on this morning, but thank God for her who brought an outstanding message on last week. You know, when we think about prayer, when we think about praise, and those two go hand in hand, because in essence, when we look at our mind, and the Bible talks about be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Now, when you look at transformed, there's a Greek word that means metamorpho, M-E-T-A-M-O-R-P-H-O-O. And if it sounds like metamorphosis, it's the English version. That's the English version of it. Mm-hmm. And when you look at metamorphosis, and you look at the insects, and you look at that butterfly, butterfly who transforms, they don't start out as that beautiful butterfly you see flying, but it starts out as a caterpillar, something that's crawling, something that seems ugly. If you look at it, you know, it may be different colors, but it's not flying, but it's crawling. It's long. But when it shuts itself up and begins to transform, when it makes that cocoon, and inside there is a transformation, there's a process by which we also go through a metamorphosis. And when we look at our brain is able to change. So in essence, God knows us. He knows us, and he has developed us. He's birthed us. You know, every hair on our head, God knows. And because God has made us into his image, he's gave us a will. And that will and that aspect of our emotions and our thoughts can be changed to his will, his way. And therefore, you know, when we look at the scripture that says in Romans 8 and 28, that says, And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, we're going to have some problems. We're going to have some ups and downs. And certainly if we look at Thanksgiving, it wasn't like we normally have Thanksgiving. But we're still grateful because God, in the midst of this pandemic, is rising up, birthing soldiers, soldiers that will be able to speak and to understand and to declare the promises of God, that I shall live and not die, and to understand that we have to walk in a way that is different from this world. I'm just talking. I don't know if anybody else want to make or have a comment or have something they want to say. Certainly I want to open it up. But when we look at the cognitive process, when we look at our abilities to perceive, and when you look at cognitive development, is the construction of the thought process. It includes memory, remembering, problem solving, decision making. And that goes on from childhood all the way to adulthood. So God has given us the ability to reason, to think, to gain understanding, to be able to be intellectual, to process information, to from language development. These are the gifts that God has given us. And once we stand on the word of God, there's nothing that we can't do. There's nothing that we can't accomplish, because these are the promises of God. When we look at the word, when we look at Luke 17 and 6, and the Lord said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey. There is power in our tongues. There is power in what we say. When we are on the Lord's side, the Bible says, when thy ways please the Lord, hallelujah, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But it also talks about our ways. When we walk up right before the Lord, when we are praying, when we're seeking him, when we are calling on the name of the Lord, if your ways please the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. You can stand by faith and know that God will do it, even in the midst of this storm. And I know coronavirus may have touched some of our homes, may have some of the family members may be sick, have gotten sick and pulled through, and then some may have went on to be with the Lord. But God is still in control. God is still who he said he is. God is the author and the finisher. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. And when we look at Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who became the Lamb of God, and I've been talking so much about the Lamb of God who was the last Passover, because that blood is draped on our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And God has given us an advocate through the Holy Spirit. And when we look at 1 Thessalonians and that verse 19, it says, don't quench, don't quench or quench not the Holy Spirit. That's because that Holy Spirit is living. It's guiding. It is a God. It is in the Godhead. And it is the power arm of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the one that set the moon and the stars in place. The Holy Spirit will quicken us. Hallelujah. And the last time when we're gone on and when we have died on and left this world, the Holy Spirit will quicken us to live with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all supposed to be just tabbing in to say, yeah, or give me, it's open mic, y'all. It's open mic now. Y'all got me talking now. Hello?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to say something?
No. I just thank God for his healing power. I had the COVID about in October, the virus.
But
I thank God.
Who is saying that?
Sheila.
Can you get
Lynn.
Oh, Sheila.
Yeah, I had the virus in October, the first week of October. But
oh,
I thank
goodness.
God it wasn't as Yeah, I thank God it wasn't as bad as some people, but I thank God for keeping me and
Amen.
For allowing me to stay here, because I'm going to be honest with you, I believe it was an attack on the enemy, and I felt as though I was leaving here. But I kept praying, and I kept telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with me, and I don't believe it's my time to go. So by me praying and my family praying for me, I believe that's why God spared my life. I wanted to share that because I'm be serious. I really thought I was leaving here. But because of God's grace and his mercy, he kept me. And he had work for me to do, and that's what I was telling the Lord. I said, Lord, I know you still have work for me to do, and it's not my time to go yet.
Amen. That's a power-packed testimony right there, because that's saying that God can do what he said he would do. And the word says you shall live and not die.
Not
and certainly
declare,
death and life is in the power of the tongue. I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't hear what
I
you
said,
just
and
said.
Declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Certainly that is the word of the Lord. And, you know, when we look at Romans 8 and 28, like I said, and we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to the purpose. And we don't understand the test, but we have to go through tests, trials, and tribulations while we're living in this earth. And it is for a testimony for God to get the glory. I got somebody else who want to say something? Hello? Does somebody want to say something? And I thank God, Sheila, that you brought that up, because, you know, so many people are leaving here with this coronavirus. But then God is intervening, and we are grateful. We are grateful for the goodness of God, those that have had it and come through it. I thank God for my God sister who had it and was on a ventilator, and she came through it. She still has some medical problems, but God is still in control. And, you know, those of us that stand on the word of God, we stand on the promises of God, to know that God will not leave us. He will not forsake us. In every situation that we go through, that he's right there. When we look at 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, that says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God for us. You know, then 2 Corinthians 7:1 reads, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." So when we look at it, we've got to lay aside every weight and sin that keeps us from moving forward in God. And when we look at this coronavirus, it's not going to be over until God says it's over.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so God says it's over. And, you know, when we look at what's going on in our presidency and the election, and I thank God I got a fellow election judge on the phone with me, and I served as an election judge on the 3rd. And praise the Lord to even hear that, and even some other people that I know of that work this election, to hear that people saying that it's corrupt and it's fake and all of this is illegal and all of this other stuff. And when you look at that and you look at the sin and the evil that men have are participating in, you know, what God is showing us that men are evil. Our hearts are evil. And if we don't have a transformation, if we don't have a metamorphosis, if we don't allow the word to set in us and not hold that word upside down, but open that book right side up and allow that word to come in and do what the word does. Because the word, the Zoe, is active. When we look at Hebrews 4:12, it says that word will cut us on the inside. It'll get to the bones. Mm-hmm. It will get to the marrow. It's better than any surgeon that we could ever have. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Hallelujah.
So when we see the word, when we look at it, and when we eat the word, when we chew it up day and night, and we listen and we speak the word, and we walk on the word, then we see the blessings of the Lord that are rich and they follow us. We see the favor of the Lord that opens doors that we couldn't open. When we begin to declare the promises of God, and when we declare it, we have to make that declaration of supernatural increase, prosperity, promotion, restoration, and victory in the spiritual realm. Why? Because the enemy ain't flesh and blood. It's supernatural. Ephesians 6:12 tells us that. Mm-hmm. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." And I'm going to tell you, saints of the Most High, that the enemy has demons, principalities in all walks of this world, and they are ranked with hierarchy. I'm pronouncing the word wrong, but they have rank, and it's just like an army. You have your sergeants, you have your privates, you have your army on the lower level all the way to generals and admirals. Well, that's also how Satan has his army.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at all that, we've got to be fortified, and we've got to put the armor upon us, and we have got to enter into a spiritual realm and understand that this fight ain't just flesh and blood.
Come on
but
now.
It's spiritual. And because it's spiritual, we've got to arm ourselves accordingly. That's why we put the whole armor upon us. Go read Ephesians 6 and meditate on that. And then go back and read Hebrews 4 and 12. So when we arm ourselves accordingly, and we just don't take it for granted, we arm ourselves all the time. Understand, we arm ourselves with a mask and washing our hands, but the saints of the Most High God have to arm ourselves with the helmet, the breastplate, the shoes, the sword, the shield, and the girdle. We've got to have a word of God standing forth. We've got to know it. We've got to speak it. We've got to understand it. We've got to play it in season and out of season. We've got to listen to that word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because it's vital to our existence.
Mm-hmm.
It's vital to how and what, how we survive. And certainly, in order for us to have a heart of gratitude in the midst of this coronavirus, we've got to keep our mind set on Jesus. Keep our mind set on who God is.
Amen.
Keep our mind set on the fact that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, that God has given me the intelligence and the consciousness, the thought and the memory and the emotion and the will and even imagination and reasoning to give him the glory, to give him the honor. And when I allow God to lead and guide me, he makes it productive. He gets the glory. He gets the honor. And he will make it beneficial for me. What you mean, Dr. Carey? I've given you the scripture. I've given you Jeremiah 29:11. It says, I know the thoughts. Thoughts I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then when we go to Philippians 4:8, and this is the Amplified version, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable and worthy of respect, wherever is right and confirmed by God's word. And, you know, I'm going to say this because we've got a new president-elect, and I was looking at the YouTube, and I was looking at all the prophets, and certainly there was one, and I'm not going to say that name, that called for the angels from South Africa and another continent to come and to help the current administration have a two-term, but God said no. And, you know, I believe that's because the Lord, the saints of the Most High God have been praying. We've been seeking the Lord and asking God for a change. And God has pulling the wool off so much evil and showing just how evil man's hearts are. And if we are walking in the Lord, if we are doing what this scripture that I've started quoting says, then we will love our brethren. We will do justly among our fellow loved ones, not our loved ones, but even other races. Because God loves all people. And certainly there's no denomination, there's no color, but there's one God, and one God we lift up, and the only means by which we're going to make it in is through Jesus Christ. But that does not mean that there are other pathways. But the scripture says if you try to come in them other pathways, then you are a robber and a lie. But there's only one, and that is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the living God, who died on the cross. And then when he died, he sent the Comforter back, hallelujah, and operates in us through the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Can I get a amen, somebody?
Amen.
Man.
All right. I know y'all not used to this open mic. But certainly I want to give you guys an opportunity to express Now, I'm going to finish reading the scripture. Whatever is true and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good report, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, then continually think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. And that's the Amplified version of Philippians 4 and 8. I encourage you to read it. I just want to open up the mic one more time. If there's any prayer requests that you may have at this point.
Nothing specific.
Nothing specific. Any final comments?
I enjoyed the message, for sure, all the time.
Thank you so much.
Amen. I just want to say, as you were speaking, you know, evangelists, when they hear another one speak, it gets all in their spirit. And there were some things that you were singing about pleasing ways. And I'm working on a prayer wall in my house. And there were also some scriptures that I put on there. It says Proverbs 16 and 7, when a man ways please the Lord, he makes his enemy be at peace with him. And then it was also as I was listening to you talk, he was just saying that God gave us power, Luke 10 and 9. He said, behold, I give you power. And not man. You know, man think he's, no, but man don't give us power. He said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of
the
enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. So as you give your name, it says, I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what nomination. It doesn't bother me what you look like. But I'm praying that God going to have to stop this. And you said it so, and that was in my spirit. God is the one going to cast out this coronavirus. Because he told us if we would do our part, he said, if my people that are called by
Amen.
My name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from there with you. He said, then will you hear from heaven.
Then will I hear from heaven.
We have to do our part. God is not slack concerning his promises. If he said, he surely can bring it to pass.
Amen. And you know
Amen.
What the Lord is doing? He's pulling the wool off injustice.
Yes, he is.
He's pulling the wool off those that say they love the Lord, and yet you do everything and anything opposed to the Bible. You prophesy, but it don't have backing with the word of the Lord. And the Bible says if it is not from the word of God, then that prophet speaketh presumptuously, and you don't have to fear him. And that's over in Deuteronomy. And when you look at all of this, when you look at the people that are spouting the evil, then you begin to see that we need to pray. And God sent this emotion so that you could see the enemy and all his workings. And certainly he is working. And when you look at the difference between, say, the world and those that are walking with the Lord, you know, there's a difference. People talk about dress and pants and all this other thing in terms of being different from the world. But there is a difference in our hearts.
Right.
Oops.
Yes, ma'am.
We love unconditionally because God says that is required of us, to love our neighbors as ourselves. You know, one of the things, we started out with abiding love because there is a requirement that we are to love our enemies. We are to turn the other cheek. If our brethren ask for something, then we are to give it.
Yes.
So that's
this is the time.
How we roll. We roll mm-hmm. with the love of the Lord. We roll
yes.
with the knowing
yes.
that there's a difference. And because we have the authority
yes.
to speak and declare the promises of the Lord. Thank
yes.
you. I got a minute. If you got a minute, I'm going to go into prayer. If you heard the announcement, she said, you know, normally you don't hear her when she tell me how much time I got. But praise the Lord. Is there anybody else that got a quick something they would like to say? All right, that being said, we're going to go into prayer. Father God, I thank you for this hour. I thank you for this time of fellowship. I thank you, God, for each and every one that's on this phone line this morning that has sacrificed their time to be on this talk show. Every comment, Father God, I thank you for them. Now, Father God, I pray an extra special blessing for those
yes,
that are on this line and those that were
yes,
on this
Jesus.
Line with some kind of way the phone dropped. I pray for them, Father God. I pray, God,
mm-hmm.
that you would extend your blessings on them right now. God, I pray,
yes,
God,
yes,
that you allow the blood of the Most High God to keep them safe
Hallelujah.
From this coronavirus. And I thank you,
yes,
God, for Sheila, who was
yes,
healed
yes.
and delivered. Now, Father God, I pray
yes,
that
God.
There would be no side effects
yes,
from this coronavirus.
Yes,
I pray, God, that you restore
yes.
her 100-fold,
yes,
God,
yes,
and
yes,
give
yes.
her, rise her up yes. so that she could continue to preach, teach, and evangelize. I've got a mother
yes.
on this line, a seasoned mother, and
yes.
I pray for her right now. I pray even
yes,
for
yes,
her
yes.
prayer wall in the name of Jesus. Yes. I pray, God, that you give her wisdom, insight, God, and continue,
mm-hmm.
God, to move in her life, God.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are miracles being made. I know, God, because I stand and I know the word. And I know, God, that you moving in season and out of season. I know that she's blessed. I know that her family is blessed. I pray for each and every one, God, that has made a comment. I pray, God, that you strengthen them. I pray, God, for my co-host, that you strengthen her. I pray, God, that you anoint will flow like never before. Oh, God, out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water. I pray, God, that you move each and every one. God, even in her life, in Atlanta, God, I pray, God, that you move them. God, don't know what happened to the phone, but God, I pray, God, for strength. I pray, God, for understanding. I pray, God, that you enlighten, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way like
Jesus.
Never before, God, in
yes,
our lives.
Lord.
Bless
yes,
us going
Jesus.
In and coming out, God. Move,
yes.
God, heal, deliver, set. Free. I speak
yes,
life.
Please.
I declare
yes.
as we touch and agree, God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare, God, everyone that
Amen.
Needs a healing shall receive it in the name of Jesus. God,
Amen.
I pray, God, that you move. I pray, God, that you have your way. God, we thank you for this opportunity. We are grateful. We are so grateful, God, that you are giving us another Thanksgiving and that we saw another Thanksgiving. And now, God, continue to move in us. Allow this word to saturate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit, God. Let us walk, talk, and eat this word, God. Let us be a living epistle. And God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
thank
amen.
You, Lord. Amen. I thank
amen.
God for each and every one. I pray that this lesson has been a blessing to you. And certainly we will see you on next week. Be blessed. And don't spend too much for Christmas. You know, we I know the shopping online, but thank God for each and every one. And we just thank God that we're coming into a season of Christ being born. And certainly we just give God the glory and honor. So blessings to you. I see you next month.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.